Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. It's a little accompaniment to my podcast on subpoenas. So, strap yourselves in. It's pretty exciting, but maybe that's just me. I love the law. I love it so much. It's all very exciting to me. All right, we're going to hear from Justice Kirby in words that he wrote in a book, not his actual voice. Very sad. Don't want to disappoint. I'll be upfront about that. But we're going to hear a little bit about how he has seen subpoenas in the past and why he thinks they're pretty bloody important. Again, I want to acknowledge that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. The internet can be a pretty interesting place, as I'm sure you all will have gathered. I stumbled across michaelkirby.com.au and found a foreword that he wrote when he was still a judge of the High Court of Australia. And it was the foreword written for a book called Subpoena Law and Practice in Australia by Gerard B. Carter. And this foreword was written on the 21st of March, 1996. I'm not going to read chapter and verse this foreword because it goes for about four pages, but I'm going to take some snippets out of it. You'll know when I'm talking in Justice Kirby's voice because I will pause first. I'll make it clear what's his words and what are mine. You'll probably figure out which ones are mine because I might say things like heckin' and bloody. All right, here we go. Justice Kirby talks about some interesting history and lore behind subpoenas. He talks about a case called Small and how it implored people not to engage in fishing expeditions when drawing subpoenas. He actually sheets home, though, the real everyday importance of subpoenas by talking about Cambodia. I'm going to start reading now. The abiding importance of subpoenas to any legal system was brought home to me in my work for the United Nations in Cambodia. In that country, with its valiant attempts to restore legal institutions after the Khmer Rouge destroyed them following year zero, problems have arisen in the enforcement of court process. Although Cambodia is now, once again, a unitary kingdom and not a federal state, a difficulty has arisen in securing the attendance of persons before court outside the province in which the trial court sits. Especially in the case of powerful people, such as a military officer who has fled out of a province to escape redress for alleged acts of oppression, it has often proved impossible to enforce an effective process to command the subject to return to face court proceedings. In part, this is the consequence of the rudimentary stage yet reached in the re-establishment of legal institutions. In part, it is the result of the limitation in the power of officials to operate outside their own province, there to enforce the orders of the court. In part, it is simply the result of inexperience with court process after decades of war, genocide, revolution, and invasion. He goes on to say, the society of Cambodia today, and let's just duck back, that was in 1996, is thus not very dissimilar from England after the War of the Roses. Cambodia has to learn the requirements for the establishment of an effective judicial system. Here's where it gets really important. He says, without the subpoena, the rule of law gives way to the rule of power. The ordinary citizen and even the courts cannot command the powerful to submit to curial jurisdiction over disputed matters. In a report to the General Assembly of the United Nations, I called specific attention to the need for the writ of subpoena. Its utility, taken for granted by Australian lawyers, is blindingly obvious in a society that does not have the facility available. That's the end of me quoting from the Honourable Michael Kirby. Basically, he's saying Subpoenas the great leveler. Everyone is subject to them. Every single person. They are a coercive process of law, but they're there to make sure that everyone has to submit to the courts. They're so important to the rule of law. If you dodge subpoenas, or if you let people in your country dodge answering subpoenas, you are at risk of letting the rule of law erode and give way to the rule of power. What's the rule of power? Well, it's kind of the idea that might is right, that if you have enough power, you can do whatever the heck you want, that you're above the law. So yeah, excellent commentary by Michael Kirby on why subpoenas are so fundamental to the rule of law. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to this short and sweet bonus episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast, talking about subpoenas and the rule of law.